is an acquired thing. We don't do it naturally, but as we begin to enjoy the presence of the Lord and allow others to model worship for us, we start to learn it. So this morning I was watching Taylin standing up here. She's about this tall, and she was just rocking out. And I'm a foot tapper. So I'm tapping my foot, and she looks over, rocking out, and she sees my foot tapping. She looks down at hers, and now suddenly her coordination just stops altogether. And I remembered, worship is an acquired skill. One moment they're playing chase, the next moment they're doing Ring Around the Rosie in the presence of the Lord. And I can tell Tyler has learned to read, because now he's sitting here singing the words that are projected on the back. And I realized grandfathers make better pastors with young children around than young men do with young children around, because they feel like they got to do this all the time. And me, I'm just enjoying our kids being comfortable at the altar, comfortable in the presence of the Lord, because I have confidence in the Holy Spirit that transcends my ability as a parent or a grandfather. So for those of you who say, somebody should take those children and put them in place, they're in place. Well, shame on those of you who didn't show up yesterday. That gospel fest was pregnant with the presence of God. And the diversity of what was presented to the Lord in drama and dance and singing and the community choir, I'm telling you, I kept running out of Kleenex. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. We even got Pedro to stand up and sing Jesus Loves Me. Put on the spot, he did pretty good up to the second verse, because it had been a while since he'd sung that one. But we've had a really wonderful time. So I commend Robin and the half a dozen or so Our Father's House people who just worked really hard yesterday. I tell you, Brandon Mundy was the stagehand, and that boy did not stop moving. It was really impressive to see him serve so wonderfully. For many years now, I guess 10 years this year, we've been investing, me and some others, into the nation of Cuba. And in our sojourns there, we have experienced many wonderful things in the Lord and some very devastating things of betrayal. But in the circumstances of God's timing, he's brought into our life Pastor Pedro, Francisco Fernandez, Ricardo, there are a bunch of them in there, Molino. And so enjoyed getting to know Pedro, because he is, as a leader, he is atypical of what takes place in that nation. For those of you who have not had the opportunity to travel where totalitarianism reigns, and it's there for decades, one of the things that happens, and it's a cultural phenomenon, the totalitarian rule superimposes itself over the culture so that those in the culture take on those characteristics of rule. So I have found church leadership in general to be very harsh, legalistic, and controlling, just like the government. So to find somebody like Pedro, who's an open-minded, open-spirited man, who has allowed the humility and grace of God to give him favor in many, many situations that other pastors won't even go into. He was recently elected to a position where he now, as a member of the Council of Evangelical Churches, has been given oversight to a large chunk of the churches in the city of Havana. Now, this is a huge thing. At a government meeting in the last few months, the government acknowledged that they had to acknowledge the churches because they were growing so rapidly. And so they're beginning to make room for men and women of God who are exercising influence out of their convictions that's actually changing policy in that country. And so I'm watching the grace of God upon Pedro as he's just taking, you know, if you humble yourself, the Lord exalts you. You move forward in pride and you'll be humiliated. This is a humble brother, a man of the Spirit, a man I have come to love very, very dearly. And he's here this morning to both preach and to testify. I've asked him to share some of his story because we need to know one another, know those who labor among you. And we have a long-term relationship with him and the many churches over which he grants oversight. People come to him fleeing those other scenarios because here they find a man who will not rule over them but come under and lift them up. So would you please stand and welcome to this platform my dear friend and brother, Pedro Molina.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Alexia. Reconstructive surgery on her ankle.
No, I went skiing and all of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. She went skiing. Yeah, right.
Buenos días. Sí, creo que sí. ¿Sí? ¿Se escucha? Una vez más me siento gozoso en esta mañana.
He feels full of joy this morning.
Por el privilegio de estar entre ustedes.
For the privilege of being before you.
En Cuba han sucedido cosas a mi favor.
In Cuba there have been things that have occurred to my favor.
En el pasado no fue así.
It wasn't like that in the past.
Me pasaron muchas cosas difíciles.
A lot of things were difficult.
Fui discriminado por mis propios compatriotas.
I was discriminated by my own.
Teniendo solamente 20 años de edad, sufrí un grave accidente.
When I was only 20 years old, I suffered a great accident.
En donde fui el único sobreviviente.
I was the only one that survived that accident.
Y por eso mi pierna quedó con problemas.
And that's why you see me limping. My leg continued to have that problem.
Me mandaron a usar un calipeo, un aparato.
I had to use a support piece on my leg.
Y me dijo el médico, si no caminas bastante y te apoyas con el aparato, tu pierna puedes perderla.
And the doctor said, if you don't use this tool, this brace, to walk a lot, you're going to lose your leg.
Porque tiene separado el hueso.
Because the bone had separated.
Y yo le dije, si la cuestión es caminar, no se preocupe, yo cumplo.
He said, if all I have to do is walk, I will walk.
Al pasar 15 días.
15 days later.
Regresé a la consulta.
I went back to the doctor's office.
Porque había roto el aparato.
Because the brace had broken.
Así esforzándome.
Because I was making an effort to walk.
Logré salvar mi pierna.
And I was able to save my leg.
Al principio. Como era un joven de 20 años.
Because I was just a young man of 20 years old.
Tenía mis complejos.
I obviously had complexes. I had low self-esteem from this.
Pero comenzaron a suceder cosas que me ayudaron a salir de él.
But there were things that started to occur that allowed my self-esteem to rise.
Le llamaba la atención a las hermanitas de la iglesia.
The sisters at church would take pity on me.
Porque caminaba diferente.
Because I walked differently.
Y esto trajo por consecuencia que me pude casar rápido.
And that, the consequences of that is I married early.
Y trajo por consecuencia que tengo cuatro hijos.
And the consequence of that is that I have four children.
Yo quiero en esta mañana también.
I want this morning to also.
Saludar a las madres que están en este lugar.
Say Happy Mother's Day to those mothers that are here.
Para mí ustedes son muy importantes.
Mothers are very important to me.
Yo amo mucho la figura de la mujer.
I love the figure of a woman in society, not necessarily the physical.
Porque tengo
figure.
Como ejemplo a una madre esforzada.
Because the example that I've had as a mother has been a strong one.
Que en los momentos más difíciles de mi patria.
In the most difficult times in my country.
Me decía, Pedrito, tienes que ser fiel a Jesús de Nazaret.
My mom would say, Pedrito, you have to be faithful to the Lord of Jesus of Nazareth.
Ahora no lo vemos con nuestros ojos.
She would say, now we don't see it with our eyes.
Pero en un futuro notarás la bendición de aquellos que son fieles.
But in the future, you will see the blessing that comes to those that are faithful.
Ahora estoy viendo en este mismo día esa respuesta.
And I am seeing those words come to take place.
El poder estar en esta nación.
To be able to be in this country.
El poder estar entre ustedes.
To be able to be among you.
El poder haber conocido a mi padre, Lani.
The blessing of having met my father, Lani.
Esa es respuesta a lo que mi mamá un día me dijo.
Those are the responses to those things that my mother once told me.
Lo que es necesario esperar en Jesús de Nazaret.
But it is necessary to wait on Jesus of Nazareth.
Es difícil a veces en medio de las circunstancias.
It is difficult in the midst of the circumstances.
Pero el Señor ha aumentado nuestra fe.
But the Lord has increased our faith.
Y también nuestra paciencia.
And our patience.
Que es también parte de la fe.
That is also part of
consecuencia
faith.
De la fe.
It's also a consequence of the faith.
Por eso en esta mañana me siento muy agradecido.
That's why this morning I am very blessed.
Y esto
very
como
grateful.
Introducción porque si seguimos hablando todo el tiempo hasta la noche.
And this is going to be with a little bit of translation. If not, we can speak all night.
Y eso sucedió en la calle de Azusa, pero hoy no va a suceder.
He said that happened in Azusa Street, but we won't go on and on.
Yo quiero invitarles a leer en la Biblia.
I would like to invite you to read in your Bibles.
En el libro de Mateo.
Book of Matthew.
Capítulo 11.
Verse 11.
Versículo 28.
I'm sorry, 11:28.
Versículo el cual usaremos como pretexto.
We'll use this just as a pretext.
Para hablar en esta mañana.
So that we can chat this morning.
Dice la Biblia en el capítulo 11, versículo 28 de Mateo. Venid a mí, todos los que estáis trabajados y cargados.
Come to me, those that are burdened.
Y yo os haré descansar.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Oramos en esta mañana. Padre, te agradecemos por tu amor. Te agradecemos por tu misericordia y te agradecemos por la oportunidad de estar en este lugar. Gracias por esta tu palabra, la cual es bendita. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amen.
Cuando leo este versículo, me maravillo.
When I read this scripture, it marvels me.
Y me imagino a Jesús de Nazaret.
And I imagine Jesus of Nazareth.
Muchas veces me lo imagino diferente a como me lo han mostrado.
I often imagine him differently than what I've been told he's like.
Y esto no es una cuestión racial.
And this is not a racial thing.
Pero me lo muestran con los ojos azules.
But they show him to me with blue eyes.
Y eso no está mal.
And that's not wrong.
Los ojos azules son preciosos.
Blue eyes are beautiful.
Me lo muestran con unas manos muy delicadas.
They show him with these very delicate praying hands.
Que no se parecen a la del hijo de un carpintero.
That doesn't look at all like you would expect the carpenter's hands to look like.
Me lo muestran serio.
They show him to me serious.
Y yo me lo imagino risueño.
And I imagine him smiling.
Y por eso me imagino a Jesús de Nazaret.
And that's how I imagine Jesus of Nazareth to be.
Hablando a su pueblo.
Speaking to his people.
Pienso que este libro de Mateo habla al pueblo de los judíos.
And I believe that this book of Matthew speaks to the Hebrew, the Jewish community.
Y cuando escucho a los predicadores por allí.
And when you listen to other preachers.
Principalmente los predicadores latinos.
Principally the ones that I listen to that are Latin.
De los cuales yo soy parte.
Those that in part.
Hablan rápidamente, dicen, venid a mí los que estáis trabajados y cansados, los drogadictos, las mujeres, prostitutas.
They quickly use this verse and say, come to me all those that are weary, that are prostitutes, that are delinquents, that are drug addicts.
Los que no tienen trabajo.
Those of you that have no work.
Que yo los haré descansar.
That you can rest here.
Pero pienso que este versículo no exactamente hablaba esta.
But I don't believe that scripture spoke on that.
Aunque creo que sí podemos contextualizar la palabra.
Although I'm sure we can contextualize the words to use that.
Especialmente se estaba refiriendo a aquellos judíos que estaban cargados por las tradiciones.
It was specifically talking to those Jewish people in the day that were burdened with traditions.
Por las prohibiciones.
Because they were prohibited.
Por la discriminación por ser extranjeros.
Because they were discriminated against for being foreigners.
Por el legalismo.
Because of legalism.
Por la carga que era insoportable.
For the insupportable, unbearable burden.
Ahora Jesús le dice con voz tierna.
Now Jesus comes with a tender voice and he says,
es posible que con sus ojos azules.
It's possible that with blue eyes.
Venid a mí los que estáis cansados y trabajados.
Come to me, those of you that are tired and overworked.
Y yo los haré descansar.
And I will give you rest.
Descansar de tantos problemas.
Rest from all your problems.
Y esto me trae a mi memoria cuántas circunstancias alrededor de nuestras vidas.
And this brings to my memory and my mind how many circumstances are around and surround our lives.
Porque recibimos un mensaje y un evangelio lleno de cargas.
Because we receive a gospel full of burdens.
Lleno de restricciones.
Full of restrictions.
Yo recuerdo cuando era un niño el pastor.
I remember when I was little as a pastor.
Pastor de las Asambleas de Dios en la década de 70.
In that era, in the 70s, pastors of the assemblies.
Y él con mucho fervor decía estas palabras.
And with much fervor, that pastor would say.
Después que me convertí al evangelio.
After I came to the gospel.
Fui a visitar a mi familia.
I went to visit my family.
Y mi hermano me dijo, vamos a dar una vuelta por el pueblo.
And my brother invited me to go hang out in town.
Y comenzó a caminar por diferentes lugares.
And he started walking around different areas.
Y al fin me tenía frente a la puerta del cine.
And then we came before the church of the cinema, the movie theater.
Y me dijo, vamos a entrar a ver una película.
And my brother told me, let's go watch a movie.
Y él le respondió.
And he responded to his brother.
En silla de escarnecedores jamás me sentaré.
I will never sit in the chairs of something like that.
El cine se consideraba pecado.
Because in that time, for him, it was a sin to go to the movie theater.
Pecado de muerte.
Death. Sin by death.
Y yo era un niño.
And I was a little child
y
listening to this.
Y estaba deseoso de ir al cine a ver los muñequitos.
And as a child, I wanted to go to the theater to see the cartoons.
Pero en la pantalla grande.
In the big screen.
Y jamás pude ir.
And I was never able to watch cartoons on a big screen because of that man's
preaching.
Tuve
que esperar el momento.
I needed to wait for the moment
en que mi padre
in which my father
se apartó del evangelio
had gone away from the gospel
por circunstancias ajenas a él,
because of circumstances that were without,
o mejor
not
dicho,
his problem.
Ajenas a nosotros, circunstancias ajenas a nosotros con la familia.
Well, it was circumstances that he had with the family as a whole.
Entonces me dijo, hijo mío,
and he told me, my son,
vamos escondido al cine.
Let's go hide, you know, we're going to quietly go to the church, to the movie theater. And I said, okay, Dad, yes, let's go to the movie theater.
Pero qué bueno que Jesús nos llama.
But how good it is that the Lord calls us.
Ahora, en este tiempo.
Now in these times.
Y ahora sí podemos contextualizar el verso de manera correcta.
And we can contextualize this verse in the appropriate manner.
Aunque sí, estemos dispuestos a evangelizar a los que se pierden en la droga y en la prostitución.
And although yes, we would like to bring the gospel to those that are in prostitution and drugs and in troubles.
Yo creo que este mensaje es más para los que están dentro de la iglesia que los que están fuera.
I think that this message is more for those that are in the church than those that are outside the church.
Y es que abandonemos restricciones.
And it's for us to abandon our restrictions.
Que abandonemos nuestras prohibiciones.
To abandon our predispositions.
Que saquemos de nuestra mente nuestras limitaciones culturales.
That we would take our cultural from our minds our cultural limits.
Y que sirvamos a Jesús de Nazaret como él quiere.
And that we would serve Jesus of Nazareth the way he wants us to.
De acuerdo a su voluntad.
In accordance to his will.
Que estemos dispuestos.
We need to put our we need to be
a invertir de nuestro tiempo. Que estemos de acuerdo.
We need to be in agreement.
A invertir de nuestro tiempo.
To invest of our time.
A favor del reino de Dios.
To the favor of the kingdom of God.
La cultura es algo que a veces nos separa.
Culture sometimes separates us.
Y yo quiero aclarar algo en esta mañana que
and
me
I want to clear something up in this moment.
Estos zapatos no tienen que ver con mi cultura.
These shoes have nothing to do with my culture.
Esto fue un accidente.
This was an accident.
Porque mi esposa no me puso los zapatos negros.
Because my wife packed for me and I asked her to put some black shoes in and she forgot.
Pero si en esta mañana,
but if in this morning,
yo me estoy identificando con alguna cultura en este lugar,
I am identified by my shoes with some kind of culture here.
Me lo deja saber para repetirlo.
Well then let me know so I can wear them again.
Es importante que abramos nuestra mente y corazón.
It's important that we open our minds and our hearts.
Es importante que estemos dispuestos a ir más allá.
It's important that we are willing to go further.
Salir de nuestros esquemas mentales.
Come out of our mental schemes.
Con mucho cuidado.
With very, very cautiously.
Desafortunadamente, en mi país hay un refrán.
Unfortunately, there's a phrase in my country.
Que dice que el cubano o se queda o se pasa.
It says the Cubans either stay or they go overboard.
Es peligroso a veces salir del esquema.
It's sometimes dangerous. It's sometimes dangerous to come out of your norm.
Porque a veces corremos el riesgo de pasarnos.
Because you also run the risk of going overboard.
Pero qué bueno que seamos valientes.
But it's good to be of valor.
Y entendamos que como Jesús de Nazaret.
And understand that like Jesus of Nazareth.
Tenemos que salir de los esquemas del tiempo.
We need to come out of the schemes and the themes of our times.
A veces cuando pensamos en Jesús.
Sometimes when we think of Jesus.
Pensamos en un Jesús que estaba en todo de acuerdo con los tiempos.
We think that we have a Jesus that was in accordance with everything in his time.
Yo pienso en un Jesús muy estratégico.
I believe in a Jesus that is very strategic.
Pero fuera del tiempo.
And out of time.
Jesús hizo cosas que nadie anteriormente había hecho.
He did, while he was physical, he did things that no one else had done.
Le dio importancia a la mujer.
He gave importance to the woman.
Habían diaconisas ahí.
There were deaconesses there.
Le dio importancia a los niños.
He gave importance to the children.
Conversó con el extranjero.
He would speak with the foreigners.
Conversó con la mujer que estaba totalmente separada. De la sociedad.
He spoke with a woman that was completely annihilated from society.
Conversó con hombres que no eran aceptados por la sociedad.
He spoke with men that were not accepted by society.
No solamente conversó, sino que compartió con ellos.
Not only did he speak to them, but he spent time with them.
Aunque no conozco profundamente la cultura judía.
Although I don't know profoundly the culture of the Jewish.
Pienso que compartir la mesa es algo bien profundo.
I believe that sharing your table is something very profound.
Y bien importante.
And very important.
En cualquier cultura.
In any culture.
Y él compartió la mesa con Zaqueo.
And he continually shared the table with Zachary.
Y lo hizo sin importarle el qué dirán.
And he did this without giving importance to what other people would say.
Yo creo que una de las cargas que tenemos los cristianos en estos tiempos.
I think that one of the burdens that we as Christians have in these times.
A lo que Jesús nos llama a rechazar. A lo que Jesús nos llama a rechazar.
To which Jesus asks us to reject.
Es el qué dirá el otro cristiano.
It's what would the other Christian person think of me?
Pues, ¿qué dirá, la otra congregación?
Or what would the other congregation think of me?
Pero qué bueno que nosotros nos liberemos en estos días.
But it is good that we would be free of that in these days.
Y que llevemos a cabo el Evangelio de Jesús de Nazaret.
And that we would bring forth the gospel of Jesus of Nazareth.
Que imitemos a Jesús de Nazaret.
That we would imitate Jesus of Nazareth.
Recientemente estaba en una iglesia.
I was recently visiting a church.
Y yo estaba escuchando al pastor.
And I was listening to the pastor.
Y yo decía, este hombre me parece conocido, primera vez que lo veía.
And this is the first time I saw him, but he seemed familiar to me.
Y yo seguía pensando, decía, yo lo conozco.
And I kept saying, I know I
de
know
algún
this man.
Lugar lo tengo que conocer.
From somewhere I have to know this man.
Por sus expresiones.
Because of his expressions.
Por el tono de su voz.
Because of the tone of his voice.
Después me di cuenta que estaba imitando a un pastor.
And then I realized that he was imitating a pastor
de la televisión, aquí norteamericana,
on TV,
hispana.
A North American televangelist.
Y lo hacía muy bien.
And he did it well.
Podía dedicarse a imitar. Podía dedicarse a imitador.
He could just dedicate himself to being an imitator of men.
Pero es difícil para nosotros imitar a Jesús de Nazaret.
But it's very difficult for us to imitate Jesus of Nazareth.
Pero Dios nos está llamando en este día.
But God is calling us today.
A usted mujer que está presente en este lugar.
You women that are
hombres
present in this place.
Este lugar,
men that are in
this
place.
Y niños que están
young
en este lugar.
People and children that are
Dios
in this
está
place.
Llamando a imitar
God is
a
calling
Jesús
you to imitate Jesus of Nazareth.
Imitar a Jesús de Nazaret.
Imitate Jesus of Nazareth.
¿Por qué no le dices que está a tu lado, imita a Jesús de Nazaret? ¿Por qué no le dices que está a tu lado? Imita a Jesús de Nazaret.
Tell the one next to you, imitate the Lord Jesus of Nazareth.
Me gustaría escucharlo con fuerza.
I would like to hear this louder.
En mi país no lo puedo decir porque la mayoría no desayunan, pero aquí desayunan fuerte.
In my country, I can't ask them to say it much louder because there's not much breakfast over there, but here you have plenty of strength. Sometimes when I see them sitting there weak or quietly, I consider that they're the way that they feel.
Porque solo han tomado un poquito de café.
Because they've had a little bit of coffee, which goes a long way.
Y ese café viene ya combinado con con frijoles.
Con chícharo, yeah. and this particular coffee ground is already mixed up with other vegetation, so it doesn't come as pure.
O sea que no tiene mucha cafeína.
There's not much caffeine.
Pero ustedes sí desayunan bien.
But you do have a good breakfast.
Yo estoy desayunando demasiado bien acá.
I am having too many breakfasts here.
Me llevo alguna fotografía.
I keep taking pictures of plates of food.
Para cuando comience la añoranza. La añoranza, cuando comience la añoranza, el extrañar, extrañar.
Oh, so that when he starts to miss us, he'll remember.
Pero una vez más le digo en esta mañana.
But once more I tell you this morning.
El Señor quiere que usted cambie su mentalidad.
The Lord wants you to change your mentality.
Yo estoy seguro que ustedes tienen una mentalidad cambiada.
I'm sure that you all have a changed mentality.
Pero Él quiere más.
But He wants more.
Él quiere que nos abramos más.
He wants us to open us up more.
Él quiere que nosotros representemos su reino aquí en la tierra.
That we would represent His kingdom here on earth.
Es necesario hacerlo.
And that's necessary to do.
Dice la oración modelo, venga a tu reino. Dice la oración modelo, venga a tu reino.
The model prayer says, come, your kingdom come.
Es importante que venga el reino de Dios.
It's important that the Lord's kingdom come.
Y es necesario que construyamos juntamente con Jesús de Nazaret el reino de Dios.
And it is important that we would construct alongside him the kingdom of God here on heaven.
Algunos piensan que el reino de Dios viene así como con una varita mágica, price, y planta en los lugares.
Some people think that the kingdom of God comes like a magic wand and boom, it plants a place.
Pero no es exactamente así.
But that's not the way it is.
Dios nos capacitó.
God has given us the capacity.
Y nos hizo superiores a los ángeles.
And made us even superior to his angels.
En este sentido.
In this sense.
Algunos piensan que los ángeles.
Some people think that angels.
Pero no son los ángeles,
but
eres
it's
tú.
Not the angels, it's you.
El que está llamado a construir el reino.
The one that is called to bring the kingdom of heaven.
Que estás llamado a bendecir a los demás.
You're the ones that are called to bless others.
Que estás llamado a transferir palabra.
You're the ones that are called to speak words.
Que estás llamado a transferir el amor.
You're the ones that have been called to love.
Bajo cualquier circunstancia.
In any circumstance.
Nada es motivo para que nosotros dejemos de hacer la voluntad de Dios.
There is no motive and no reason that we would not do the work of the Lord.
Y es importante que hagamos esta voluntad siempre.
And it's important that we would do his will continually.
Hay momentos en nuestras vidas que necesitamos probarnos.
There's times in our lives that we need to prove ourselves.
Y yo vengo de una familia cristiana.
And I come from a Christian family.
Y tengo mi historia en mi familia.
And I have a history in my family.
Pero a veces vivimos de la historia de la familia.
But sometimes we live off our family history.
Y ese era yo.
And that was me.
Mi mamá fue una gran cristiana.
My mom was a great Christian woman.
Mi mamá fue pastora.
My mom was a pastor.
Mi mamá hizo muchas cosas buenas.
My mom did many good things.
Mi mamá es una santa.
My mom's a saint.
Mi papá es menos santo.
My father's a saint.
Y hablaba de las cualidades de mi padre también.
And I speak of the great qualities of my father as
y
well.
Hablaba de mi abuelo.
And I would speak of my grandfather.
Desde que se levantaba en la mañana estaba leyendo la Biblia.
My grandfather, since he woke up in the morning, he was in the Bible.
Pero tenía muy poco que contar de mí.
But I didn't have much to say about myself.
Y ahora qué bueno que podemos contar de nosotros mismos.
And now it's good that we're able to talk about ourselves and our faith.
Y recuerdo cuando decidí ir al seminario.
And I remember when I decided to go to the seminary.
En la década de los 70 y de los 80 en Cuba, si no ibas a un seminario, no podías ser pastor.
In the 70s and 80s in Cuba, if you did not go to seminary, you could not pastor.
Y no era una cuestión del gobierno, una cuestión de una ley de la propia iglesia.
And it wasn't a situation with the government, it was the law of the church.
Ahora no, ahora tenemos muchos pastores por cuenta propia.
But now we're not like that any longer. We have many pastors that are pastoring without going to seminary.
Allá dicen los pastores más viejos, a estos pastores le dicen pastores de microwave.
The older pastors that had to go through seminary call these younger pastors microwave pastors.
Pero en mi época era diferente.
But in my era, when I was younger, it was different.
Si no ibas al seminario y por lo menos no tenías un bachiller en teología, no te ordenaban.
If you didn't at least have a bachelor's in theology, you couldn't have a pastorship.
Y me fue necesario ir.
So it was necessary for me to attend
Pero
seminary.
Pero hubo un espacio entre que termino mi, ¿cómo se dice? El bachiller.
Bachelor's,
y el comienzo al seminario.
There was a small length of time between my bachelor's and attending seminary.
Y me quedaba un año libre.
And I had 1 year in between that service.
Y yo dije que quiero probarme en algo en mi vida.
And I said to myself, after getting my bachelor's in theology, I said, I want to prove something to myself.
Y me presenté en un hogar para ancianos.
So I went and presented myself at an elderly
home. Un hogar de anciano cristiano.
A Christian elderly home.
Que había necesidad de trabajadores.
There was need for people to come and help the elderly there.
Y me dijeron, ¿qué quieres hacer?
So when I got there, the director said, what is it that you want to do here?
Y lo que nadie quiere hacer acá.
And I said, I'll do what no one wants to do.
Y me dijeron, ¿te gustaría bañar ancianos?
He said, well, would you like to bathe the elderly?
Le dije, por supuesto.
He said, yes.
Y eso lo hice por un año.
And I did that for a year. I bathed the elderly.
Entonces ahí también probé mi ministerio.
And there was a place where I was able to try my ministry.
¿Y por qué digo esto?
And why do I say this?
Porque hemos confundido el ministerio con posición.
Because we have mistaken ministry for position.
Y el ministerio no es posición.
And the ministry is not a position.
El ministerio es servicio.
The ministry is to serve.
A veces miramos hacia afuera.
Sometimes we look outside.
Y miramos a los ministros del gobierno.
From a distance we see like ministers of the government.
Entonces las personas han confundido el ministerio cristiano con el ministro del gobierno.
So people have confused the ministry of a Christian with the ministry of a government official.
Y el ministro del gobierno, que ministro significa servicio, pero ese no sirve a nadie.
And ministry is considered service, but those that are in the government serve nobody.
Él se sirve a sí mismo.
They serve themselves.
Y anda en un buen vehículo.
And they're hanging around in good cars.
Hasta en Cuba.
Even in Cuba.
En Cuba andan en Mercedes-Benz.
In Cuba they have Mercedes-Benz.
Ministro.
The ministers of the government.
Y las iglesias dicen, yo quiero ser ministro.
So the churches say, we want to
porque
be ministers.
Porque yo quiero Mercedes-Benz.
Because I want a Mercedes-Benz.
Pero se pasan la vida entera llamándolo y nunca viene.
But then you call them and call them for ministry and they don't come minister to you.
Entonces confunden.
So people are confused with that word.
Pero el ministro del evangelio,
but the ministry of the gospel,
cualquiera que sea,
any ministry,
en los ministerios que la Biblia menciona,
in all the ministries that the Bible mentions,
es para servir.
It is to serve.
Y aprendí a servir.
And I learned to serve.
Y dice en mi país que no sé si tiene que ver con el inglés.
I don't know if this is going to translate properly, but in my country we say.
Porque son las mismas palabras, pero con diferentes significados de acuerdo a lo que se dice.
Because I know that there are similar words, but with different significance.
Que el que no sirve de servicio. No sirve de no servir.
In Spanish, it translates differently, but basically is, if you are of no good, if you don't do good, you are of no good.
Por lo tanto,
eso no se traduce.
Por lo tanto, therefore, queremos decirle en este día.
Therefore, I want to tell you today
que es importante.
That it is important.
Que nosotros nos levantemos.
That we would rise up.
Nos levantemos como Jesús de Nazaret.
That we would rise up like Jesus of Nazareth.
E invitemos.
And invite.
A los que están cargados y trabajados.
Those that are burdened and heavy laden.
Y usted con la palabra de Jesús de Nazaret.
And you with your word from Jesus of Nazareth.
Los hará descansar.
Can bring rest to them.
Y entonces ahora los que escuchen la palabra.
So now those that hear the words.
Esta palabra ungida.
An anointed word.
Esta palabra comprometida.
This word that is of compromise.
Dirán, estuve mucho tiempo en la religión.
They would say, I've been in the religion or religious affiliates for a long time, in religiosity for a long time.
Y ahora quiero servir a Jesús de verdad.
And now I want to serve Jesus in truth.
Y ser un evangelio vivo.
And be a living gospel.
Eso es lo que quiero ahora.
That's what we need now.
Y eso es lo que voy a hacer.
And that's what we will do now.
Me viene a la mente un joven.
In my mind, I see a young person.
Que su jefe.
And that their boss.
Tenía una gran peletería.
Peletería
donde vendía zapatos.
Had a large shoe store.
Y él quiso que este negocio que estaba prosperando. El dueño.
And the owner wanted this prospering large shoe store
hacerla extensiva a otras naciones.
To have it available and extend the business to other nations.
Y entonces él envió un joven a vender a una aldea.
So he sent a young man to go and sell the product, promote the product in other places.
Al mes el joven mandó un correo electrónico para atrás.
This young man then sent an email a month after he had left.
Aquí no se vende zapato. Esta gente no usan zapato, andan descalzo.
He went to a land where people didn't use shoes, so his email to his boss said, there's no need for your business here. People don't wear shoes here.
Y él le dijo, regresa, no hay problema.
And he said, come on back, there's not a problem with that.
Entonces envió a otro joven.
So he sent another young man to the same place.
Al mes, este joven envió un email para atrás.
A month later, this young man emails the owner of the shoe stores.
Y le dijo,
and he told him,
en esta aldea no se usaba zapato.
In this place, no one wore shoes.
Ahora usan zapatos porque les enseñé el beneficio del mismo.
Now they wear shoes because I showed them the benefit of wearing shoes.
Es importante que transmitamos la palabra.
It is important that we would translate the word.
Es importante que como Jesús de Nazaret,
it's important like Jesus of Nazareth,
vean en nosotros los que están allí a nuestro alrededor,
those that are around us would see in us,
que nosotros,
that we,
tenemos la posibilidad de ayudarle a descansar.
Have the possibility, have the opportunity to bring them a word to help them rest.
A descansar de su mente cerrada.
To rest from their closed minds.
A descansar de su poca libertad.
To rest from the lack of freedom.
A descansar de su legalismo.
To rest from their legalism.
Y entonces servir a Jesús como de manera plena.
And serve Jesus plainly.
Esta palabra,
this word,
porque yo voy a hacer varias cosas hoy,
because I'm going to talk about a few things today,
y he predicado bastante,
and I've already preached enough.
Pero queremos hablar de cómo esto me sirve en mi nación.
But I want to express how this is something that serves me and my nation.
O sea que queremos testificar.
That we want to testify.
Y estoy trabajando en un barrio, aunque la vez pasada le dije algo sobre el barrio.
Even though I was here on my last visit, I mentioned a little bit about our neighborhood. I want to share about my neighborhood.
Donde la mayoría son de la raza negra.
Where most of the people are of color.
Y también hay blancos.
And there are
bueno,
some whites,
blanco cubano, blanco
but
cubano.
Cuban whites.
y negros cubanos.
And black Cubans.
Entonces yo estoy en el medio.
So I'm in the middle.
Entonces no tengo problema.
I don't have a problem.
Con el blanco más o menos, con el chapelito.
He says, no he says, I'm a little white and I got a little tight hair, but we're good.
pero es un barrio difícil.
But I live in a neighborhood that's difficult.
Por cierto, ayer yo vine al concierto.
Oh, yesterday I came to the gospel fest.
Y yo lloraba mucho.
And I kept crying.
Yo no entendía lo que estaban cantando.
I didn't understand what they were singing.
Pero había algo espiritual que me tocaba.
But there was a very thick spiritual feeling that I was getting.
Porque vi muchas personas de la raza negra aquí alabando al Señor.
Because I saw so many people of the black race here worshiping the Lord.
Y ese es mi sueño.
And that's my dream.
Que aquellas personas
that those people
alaben al Señor.
Would worship the Lord.
En una ocasión me visitó un puertorriqueño.
And I had an occasion where I had a visitor from Puerto Rico.
Muy, muy legalista.
Very, very legalistic.
Y me dijo, sal de este barrio.
And he said, get out of this neighborhood.
Que esto aquí apesta a pecado.
This here stinks like sin.
Entonces yo decía, pero no sé qué olor al pecado.
I'm sorry, I don't smell the sin.
No sé cómo huele el pecado.
I don't understand what sin smells like.
Dame una clase de olor a pecado, ¿cómo es? Una clase.
Give me a lesson on what sin smells like.
Yo sé que hay pecado.
He says, I know that there's sin.
Y mucho pecado en aquel
lugar. There's a lot of sin in that neighborhood.
Pero Dios nos llamó, nos ha llamado.
But the Lord has called us
a liberar las vidas del pecado.
To free the lives that are full of sin.
Es muy fácil darle la espalda a la necesidad.
It's very easy to turn your back on the needs.
Es fácil hacerse el ignorante.
It's very easy to pretend you're ignorant.
Pero Dios nos llamó a enfrentar como hombres y mujeres valientes.
But the Lord has called us to confront with valor
cualquier necesidad.
Any necessity.
No quiere decir con esto que yo quisiera vivir en otro
it
barrio.
It doesn't mean that I want to live in another neighborhood.
Porque puede ser que tenga cara de bobo, pero no soy bobo.
Because I could look like an idiot, but I'm not an idiot.
Y me gustaría vivir en barriadas muy buenas que tiene La Habana.
I would love to live in a nicer neighborhood in Havana.
Pero Dios nos llamó a aquel lugar.
But the Lord has called us to that area.
Hacer un trabajo.
To do a work.
En este barrio tan difícil.
He said, right here in this very difficult neighborhood.
Todos los que están sentados allí están alrededor mío.
All of those that are sitting around there, that's my street corner.
Son santeros.
And a lot of them are involved in witchcraft.
El que está con el dedo así,
the one that has his finger up,
sueña con venir para los Estados Unidos.
He dreams of coming to the United States.
Y no sabe hablar bien ni el español.
And he doesn't even know how to speak Spanish.
Eso es lo que me rodea.
So that's what surrounds me, ignorant people.
Y aquellas personas estoy predicando.
And those are the people that I am preaching to.
Predicando el evangelio.
I am preaching the gospel to them.
Muchos de ellos han reconocido a Jesucristo como su único y suficiente Salvador.
Many of them have come to know the Lord as their Savior.
Pero eso comenzó a suceder a partir de que mi mente cambió.
But that only started to happen when my mind changed.
A partir de que entendí que Jesús de Nazaret está llamando a que nosotros los cristianos cambiemos nuestra mentalidad para poder llegar a ellos.
These changes occurred when I understood that the Lord, the Jesus of Nazareth that we serve, wants us to serve these people.
Yo deposité mis cargas.
I deposited my burdens.
Yo deposité mis trabajos.
I deposited my work.
Que no era más que mi mentalidad cerrada.
That was no more than my closed mind.
Y me abrí a que la iglesia no son las cuatro paredes.
And I opened my mind to the understanding that the church is not four walls.
Que la iglesia no es pura leyes.
That it's not full of rules and laws.
Que la iglesia somos nosotros dispuestos.
That we are the church that
a llevar la palabra que lo necesita.
That we are the church that are willing to take the word to those that need it.
Y por eso estamos teniendo éxito.
And that is why we are having a success in our neighborhood.
Por supuesto, hay diferentes interpretaciones del éxito.
There are different expressions of success.
Algunos piensan que el éxito es pura economía.
Some people think that success means your economy is better.
Algunos piensan que el éxito es el templo con muchas personas.
Some people think that success is a large temple full of people.
Pero para mí éxito es ganar vidas para Cristo.
But to me, success is to win lives for the Lord.
Ahí está mi esposa.
There's my wife.
Repartiendo desayuno.
In the purple, that's my wife, and they are serving breakfast to the people on the streets.
Eso se le ocurrió a ella.
This is something that the Lord put in her heart.
Esa foto me gusta.
I love that picture.
Hay personas en la calle que están sin desayunar.
There are people in the streets that are they're out there without food. They have no breakfast in the morning.
Aquel que está ahí es mi hijo.
The young man there is my son, one of my sons.
El alto, el más alto.
The taller of the
eso fue que después que vino a los Estados Unidos parece que le llevé la influencia de aquí.
He said he grew because once I came back from the States the last time I influenced him.
Y creció.
And he grew.
Entonces ahí están ellos repartiendo desayuno.
And there they are sharing breakfast with the street people.
Haciendo por los que tienen tanta necesidad.
They are helping those that have the greatest needs.
Y yo pienso que lo primero no es que le demos alimento.
And I don't believe that the first thing is to serve them food.
Pero dijo en una ocasión William Booth. ¿Pero qué? Dijo en una ocasión William Booth. William Booth.
But William Booth said in one occasion.
Fundador del Salvation Army.
The founder of the Salvation Army.
Dijo que era imposible que la gente escuchara a Dios.
He said that it was impossible for people to hear about the Lord.
Si tenían el estómago vacío.
If their stomachs were empty.
Y eso no lo queremos entender.
And we don't want to understand that.
Y decimos, no, Cristo y con Cristo todo.
So no, we go with Christ this, Christ that, and we Christ everything.
Pero ellos no se pueden comer a Cristo.
But they can't eat Christ.
Tienen que alimentarse.
They need to eat.
Tienen que escuchar de Cristo.
They need to listen about
Jesus. Pero necesitan
Jesus,
alimentarse para poder escuchar.
But they need nutrition to be able to hear.
Y sobre esa base tenemos es parte también nuestra visión.
So based on that, this is part of our vision.
Es una visión diversa.
It's a diverse vision.
Porque es la visión de evangelizar.
Because it is the vision to evangelize.
Es la visión de nuestra posibilidad de alimentar a necesitados.
It's the vision of being able to feed.
Y también la visión es extendernos a otras áreas de la nación.
And to extend to other areas of the nation.
Somos un poquito ambiciosos.
We have a little bit of ambition over here.
Pero la ambición que es de Cristo es buena.
But ambition that comes from the Lord is good.
Malo cuando ambicionamos un edificio para nosotros mismos.
When we envision a building for ourselves.
En una vez estuve en Miami.
I was in Miami on one occasion.
Y no la estoy criticando, que Dios
and
la
I'm not criticizing them that the Lord would bless them.
Y una cubana que en Cuba ella vivió un mal.
It was I was speaking with a Cuban woman that in Cuba she was really lived very poorly, very
pero,
well.
Pero muy inteligente.
But she was a very smart woman.
Y domina la lengua inglesa.
And she's able to speak English well.
Y es graduada de administración.
And she's a graduate of administration.
Y ella tiene un buen trabajo en Miami.
So she's got a very good job in Miami.
Y gana mucho dinero.
And she's well off.
Y me llevó a su casa.
So she took me to her house.
Y tenía piscina.
And she had a pool.
Y tenía muchos baños.
And many bathrooms.
Y muchas cosas.
And many things.
Y entonces, para bañarse acostado, para bañarse parado.
You could take a bath laying back. You could take a shower standing up.
Y yo dije, qué derroche.
And I would say, my goodness, you know, you're living really poorly here.
Yo pienso que en Estados Unidos hay tiempo para acostarse en un baño tanto rato.
I didn't realize that in the United States you had time to sit back in a bathtub for so long.
Entonces ella ambicionó siempre tener todas estas cosas.
So she always wanted to have all these things.
Y está cumpliendo con sus ambiciones.
And she is acquiring her ambitions.
Ahora pensando en otras cosas.
Now thinking in other things.
Estaba pensando, dice que esto era por fe.
She said by faith she was
Porque
thinking
no,
of this.
Ya la fe para otra cosa no le hace falta.
Because she didn't need faith for other things anymore.
No necesita fe para comer.
She didn't need faith to be able to eat.
Como en mi caso.
Like in my house.
No necesita fe para transportarse.
You don't need faith to have transportation.
No necesita fe para las comodidades.
You don't need faith for the conveniences of life.
Entonces ahora le queda la fe para comprarse un avión privado.
So now the only faith that she has now is to get a private airplane.
Que Dios la bendiga.
That the Lord would bless her.
Pero nuestra fe y nuestra visión.
But our faith and our vision.
Ahí queda un poquito feo.
He says, I'm a little ugly there.
Es... que el pueblo de Cuba junto al resto de las iglesias conozca a Jesús de Nazaret.
Our vision and our faith is that Cuba would know Jesus Christ along with the rest of the nation.
Y qué bueno que nuestra fe ha sido también apuntalada por la visión de alguien que yo no conocía.
And it is incredible and it is good that the vision has been supported and backed up by someone that I didn't even know.
Y llegó un hermano que creo que ustedes conocen.
And there was this brother, and I think you know who he is.
Que se llama Lanny.
His name is Lanny.
Y me presentó una visión tremenda.
And he brought with him a vision that he presented to me that was tremendous.
Y esta visión es empoderar a la iglesia cristiana.
And this vision is to empower the Christians in church.
Para que ella produzca.
So that the church would produce.
Empodere la iglesia.
And would empower the church
mediante sus diezmos y ofrendas, mediante sus diezmos y sus ofrendas,
by the tithes and the offerings,
a partir de esta producción,
to produce.
Y esto realmente tiene que ver con lo que queremos.
And this is part of it, what it is that we want. Just a minute.
Yo quiero clarificar eso un poquito.
Sí, clarifico. Sí, sí.
Lani trajo una visión.
Una visión que es empoderar a la iglesia. Para que la iglesia pueda diezmar, ofrendar y bendecir y poder hacer todos estos proyectos. ¿No?
I just wanted to make sure I was clear that he was going to clarify, but pretty much that Lanny had brought a vision where the church can empower themselves and be able to then tithe into and seed into others that would also empower themselves.
Es posible que esto no supla toda la necesidad.
It's possible that we may not have all of our needs taken care of.
Es posible que algunos escondan el talento.
And it's also possible that those benefiting might take and hide their talents.
Todo es posible.
Everything is possible.
Pero lo importante es la visión.
But the important thing is to have a vision.
Y el Dios de los cielos suplirá.
And the Lord in heaven will supply.
Conforme a sus riquezas en gloria.
According to his perfect will.
Puede ser que algún hermano falle.
It could be that one of the brothers at church fails, that they may fail and not offer or not tithe,
pero el Dios de los cielos jamás fallará.
But the Lord of heaven will never fail.
Ese es nuestro testimonio.
That is our testimony.
Nunca el Dios de los cielos falla.
Never will the Lord of heaven fail.
Algunos me dijeron, ¿qué casualidad que conociste a Lanny?
Some people would say, oh, it's such a coincidence that you met Lanny.
Le dije, no, no, yo no creo en las casualidades.
No, I don't believe in coincidences.
No hay casualidad.
There is no coincidence.
Hay causalidad, la causa de Cristo.
There is causability, but no coincidence.
Y por eso considero.
And that is why I consider.
Que la visión.
That the vision.
Va a ser llevada a cabo.
Is going to be seen.
Y ya me han llegado reportes de los hermanos.
And I have had reports of our brothers.
Tengo una la familia creció.
The family has grown.
Pero tienes hijos.
And I tell them, what, you have more children?
No, cerdos, cerdos, cerditos.
No, little piglets, little piglets.
Aquí estamos en la construcción.
Here we are in the, you're seeing some pictures of the recent construction of the building.
El año pasado yo prediqué en esta iglesia.
Last year I came to this church and I've ministered.
Y me dieron una ofrenda a la cual agradezco grandemente.
And the offering that I received, I want to personally thank you, was wonderful.
Pero decimos en Cuba que para luego es tarde. Para luego es tarde, decimos en Cuba, para luego es tarde.
We say in Cuba that to wait for later, it's late.
Llegando a mi casa,
when I got home,
llamé al albañil.
I called the construction managers.
Y le dije al albañil,
and I said,
estoy bravo.
I'm mad.
Y me dijo, conmigo.
He says, why, are you mad at
no,
me?
No, consigo no, contigo no, con el techo.
Not with you, with the roof.
La vez pasada vino Lani aquí.
The last time Lani came to visit me.
Y se le mojó la cabeza.
His head got wet.
Y el peinado que él traía con tanto amor.
And his hairdo.
Lo perdió todo el peinado.
Was all messed up.
Entonces necesito tumbar con urgencia el techo.
So immediately when I got home, we started the construction.
Y fue obediente, fue con su ayudante. El albañil con su ayudante fue.
And the contractor went with his assistants.
Y tumbaron el techo.
And they brought down the roof.
Y comenzamos a construir.
And we started to do construction.
Y ahí comenzamos.
And there it is. Now take the other slide.
Pero ya no solamente comenzamos, ya estamos adelantando.
So now we are quite well ahead. Momento, if you'll see that little pink room, that's his living room, his bedroom, that's his everything room.
Eso es en la calle, eso es concreto en la calle.
That's the concrete that's being poured outside the front door.
Para echarlo encima en el techo.
And then they're also building the roof, the next level.
Porque ese techo se va a ser en el futuro también piso.
Because the future, we're constructing in a manner that we can use the second story as a foundation for a third story.
Porque la idea es que todo lo de abajo va a ser templo y la casa pastoral encima.
Because the idea is that the entire first
templo
level is going to be the church and the church office, and then upstairs will be our home, our bedrooms and such. And then, can we get the next slide? Okay.
Ya hemos hecho la placa encima, la placa esa placa va a ser un mezanini del templo.
See, that roof that you see off to the side is a mezzanine that will look down on the main level. Okay. Pastor quiere saber si esa plana es más alta que la cabeza de él.
Sí, sí, dile que lo que le pasó con la tabla no le va a pasar más.
He said what happened with that piece of wood won't happen again. He walked right into a beam that was like right here, so he didn't notice.
El pastor llegó allá con su entusiasmo.
The pastor was over there very enthusiastic looking at the construction.
Y había una tabla y el entusiasmo no le permitió verla.
And the enthusiasm he had for looking at what was being accomplished didn't allow him to see the board that was right above his head.
Y se dio bien duro.
And he smashed his head pretty bad.
Yo pienso que si no lo hizo mal. Yo pienso que si eso no lo hizo mal.
I figured that if that wasn't going to hurt him.
Lo reanimó.
It would have animated him even more. It would have given him.
Dile que tiene 3 metros de alto.
It's 3 meters high.
A la primera placa y a la segunda tres más son en total 6 metros.
To the first level, it's 3 meters, and then it's another 3 meters.
Hay que traducirlo en pie, aquellos pies.
So you need to translate that to feet.
9 pies. Ya. Está bien. Entonces.
Next one.
Those
are a couple of other. That's the second story that has the level put in. Okay, you can change. Okay. Uh-huh. So here.
Entonces la visión que Dios nos dio de.
Okay, the vision that the Lord has given
us.
For all those, I apologize. The slide must have changed, so it's not in line. But he'll discuss this more. But the dark blue circles are churches, and the lighter turquoise are all resembling the missions. And there's numbers off to the side of them, so you'll see how many are there, but we'll share.
Y quiero aclarar algo que aunque dentro de la visión de la ayuda que de parte de Lani, que es interdenominacional, un gran grupo de mi denominación han recibido beneficios.
He said, saying that aside from the blessing that Lani has been in his life and the blessing that we have been to start doing the building portion, it has blessed his pastors as well.
Y entonces nosotros no hemos extendido.
So this is the footprint that we presently have.
A partir de misiones nuestras.
These are churches and missions that are under our church.
Y otros que han venido y se han afiliado.
And other church pastors that have come and have been affiliated under us.
Porque tienen el mismo espíritu, porque
piensan
parecido.
Because they share the same spirit and they believe the same.
En estas provincias.
In these provinces. Yo voy a hablar de para que vean ellos dónde están. For example, in Havana, the chart says that there's 6 churches, is it? I'm sorry, I can't see clearly. 8. There's 8 churches in Havana, and then there's 4 missions. And those are the areas, as you see down the line, that's the representation of those numbers. And missions are, they're part of the churches that are in that area. Basically, a church will go to a town and establish a church, and then they'll have missions that are home cell groups that expand, and then later, the hope is that they later become churches as well.
¿Está Guantánamo? ¿Santiago Guantánamo?
Sí, están ahí.
Ah, no lo veo aquí.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dime, yeah. ¿Qué más a decir?
No, ya, creo que ya es suficiente, ¿no?
Que tienes el pie por Cuba. Que tienes el pie por todo Cuba.
Sí.
I asked him if there was anything else he wanted to say. He goes, no, I think that that's enough. I said, yeah, that your footprint is all over the country of Cuba.
Bueno, me decía la hermana, habla acerca de la crianza de los cerdos.
Alexia was reminding me about how I touched base on the pigs earlier.
Esto está separado de la construcción, que yo lo mezclé, ¿no?
This has nothing to do with the construction. I just put the piglet information in part of the vision there.
Ojalá los puercos fueran constructores.
I wish that the pigs were construction workers.
Pero esto es la visión, que parte de la visión, parte de la visión.
But part of the vision
del pastor Lani.
That Pastor Lani brought to me.
Y algunos le acompañan.
And others that are with him.
Y esto fue una buena idea porque en Cuba hay un... Hay un negocio eficiente en este sentido.
It was a very good idea because this is a business that will flourish in Cuba.
La mayoría de las personas se alimentan con esta carne.
This is the most common food, meat in the area is pork.
A mí no me gusta mucho.
I'm not crazy about it.
Pero yo soy atípico.
But I am atypical.
Prefiero pescado.
I'd rather have fish.
Pero bueno, es la alimentación de la mayoría.
But the majority of the country eats and is nourished from the pork.
Y con esta carne se suple la necesidad de muchas personas.
And by raising this meat, the necessities of many people are met.
Las personas que no tienen a Cristo,
those that don't have Christ,
abusan de los precios.
Abuse of pricing this market.
Manipulan la pesa.
They manipulate the weights.
Para encima del precio alto,
so not only are they charging more than they need to, but then they're also adding weight to the scale.
Cuando uno tiene a Cristo verdaderamente,
but when you truly have Christ,
a Cristo verdadero,
the real Christ,
uno no puede hacer esto.
You can't do that.
Uno no puede tener un peso ajeno.
You can't have a weight that is wrong.
Porque hay algo interior que te quema.
Because something
no puedes.
Burns inside you.
Y me viene la historia de mi esposa.
And it reminds me of a story of my wife.
Mi esposa no era cristiana.
My wife was not a Christian.
Pero antes de ser cristiana, como esta mentalidad.
But before she was a Christian, she had the mentality of the world.
Cuando era jovencita, le enviaron un dinero de Estados Unidos.
When she was young, someone sent her money from the States.
Pero tenía que compartir algo con una persona que ella no le caía bien.
But she had to have a relationship with somebody that she really didn't care about.
Y esta persona no era buena, por cierto.
And it wasn't a good-hearted person.
Y ella dijo, no le voy a dar nada, no se lo merece.
And I said, you know what, I'm not going to give part of what I was given to that person. They don't deserve it.
Pero cuando se convierte a Cristo,
but when she came to Christ,
comenzó a sentir la necesidad de devolver ese dinero.
She remembered and she found the need to give part of that money to that person as she was supposed
to. Y ella
to.
Buscó la manera de conseguir el dinero.
And even then, she found a way to find that money that she had previously spent.
Y se lo entregó a esa persona pidiéndole disculpas.
And she gave the money to that person asking forgiveness.
Creo que es un principio del cristiano, no robar.
And it's a principle of Christianity. It's a principle not to steal.
Y no tener nada ajeno.
And not to have something that doesn't belong to you.
Entonces por eso creemos que estos cristianos que van ahora, como el caso de un hermano en Manzanillo, en Oriente, que no solamente está criando los cerdos, sino que tiene una carnicería para vender.
So this is why it's important in our vision that these people that have received the funds and are raising these piglets, not only that they would raise them, but that they would be the butcher that people would go to, like one of the people that received the funds and has a farm in Manzanillo. ¿Está dónde ahora? En
Granma.
Okay, the area in Manzanillo is in the province of Granma, which is the south. This brother has not only acquired the pigs, but he's also a butcher, so he can sell it accordingly.
No solamente lo empodera a él desde el punto de vista económico.
And it doesn't just empower him from an economical point of view,
sino que bendice a la población.
But he blesses the community.
Porque le da el precio, un precio justo.
Because he prices his meats fairly.
Y el peso donde va.
And the exact area in the scale is balanced.
Esto es una gran bendición.
That is a great blessing.
Y agradecemos al Señor por esto.
And we're grateful to the Lord for this.
En mi iglesia local, ninguno está criando.
In my local church, there aren't any that are in the pig industry.
O sea que yo no voy a recibir diezmo por esto.
So I'm not going to receive tithes from this.
Pero.
But.
Me siento satisfecho.
But I'm very satisfied to see.
Porque otras congregaciones que son aún más pobres.
Because other congregations that are poorer.
Van a recibir beneficios.
Are going to receive the benefit.
Y ahí viene el principio bíblico.
And that's where the biblical principle comes in.
Es mejor dar que recibir.
It is better to give than it is to receive.
Y cuando uno da, al final Dios te bendice y recibes.
And when you give, at the end, the Lord will bless you.
Aunque uno no lo hace por esto, uno
lo hace
por bendecir.
Those aren't the reasons why we do it.
La palabra de Dios no falla.
The word of the Lord doesn't fail.
Y cuando uno menos espera,
and when you least expect it,
viene la bendición.
The blessings come.
Porque Dios es bueno.
Because God is good.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
How many say amen?
Entonces le agradezco una vez más.
So I appreciate yet once again.
Y perdonen si he sido un poco tedioso.
And I'm sorry if I've been...
Tedioso.
¿Qué es tedioso?
Tedioso, al cansón, cansancio.
If I've been a bit tiring.
no estoy acostumbrado a hablar de estos temas de producción.
I'm not used to speaking of these different topics like production.
Pasé un curso pequeño con Lani.
I had a small course that I learned from Lani.
on
the pig production.
No conozco este tema.
I don't know much about this theme economically with the raising of the pigs.
Pero siempre uno tiene una idea de las cosas.
But you have an idea of the way things go.
Y a los que nos gusta leer,
and those of us that like to read,
tenemos una idea, aunque sea pincelada de las diferentes
we
cosas.
Have at least an idea of those things that we read about.
Y yo sí sé.
So I do know.
Y eso no es necesario leerlo.
And it's not necessary to read it.
Que Dios está en todas estas cosas.
That the Lord is in all of these things.
Porque yo sé que
because I know.
No ganan nada en apoyar esto desde el punto de vista económico.
Because I know that that from a human perspective you gain nothing from investing in these pig
pero
farmers.
Pero sí ganamos en espíritu.
But we do win things in the spirit.
Sí ganamos en satisfacción.
We do receive the satisfaction.
Y estamos conformando también un galardón.
And we are forming a...
Un galardón. Galardón, un premio.
And we are forming a, like a present, a gift.
Para cuando estemos en el cielo.
So that when we're in heaven, something that we can give into heaven.
Dios me le bendiga más en esta mañana.
That the Lord will bless you this morning. Amen.
Tell the story about the matador. One is sin, the other is sin. Well, let's interchange some questions and answers.
I don't want it to get lost that, by the way, we're going to entertain questions and answers if you have some, but I don't want it to get lost. When we go down to empower opportunities for God's people, like this pig farming business, you begin to understand how it creates an alternative viewpoint. Because to have not cheat on the price and not cheat on the weight is an alternative point of view in a nation that cheats at everything. Do you understand? So pig farming and the consequence of that effort is to put the kingdom on display at the scale. Okay? Now, when he says, I know you're not going to receive any benefit from the investment you've made, I want to challenge that. We are advancing the kingdom of God in very practical ways. Here's part of my understanding. Those who have the gold make the rules. So when all the chaos that's inevitable comes, I want it to be kingdom people who are in businesses. I want them to be the ones the politicians turn to and say, what do you think we should do? Because if it's God's people doing things God's way, it's going to be you can't imagine the darkness that's there. You just simply have to go and experience it. So when you stand God's people up in righteousness, it is, what is that? You know? And people, they will come do business with them because they won't be cheated. Okay? So we're extending the influence of the kingdom in very practical ways. That's why it's so important that we keep the vision alive, that we will be able to harvest a nation. Harvest a nation. Do you understand? Now, one of the things that didn't get said is Pedro's wife has to feed those construction workers every day and clean up the dust every day. So we're jealous for this project to be over. So we're going to receive an offering today to help get those men out of her hair. But Pedro has a story I want him to tell, and then I want to make a few comments about that. It's about culture.
Esta historia tiene que ver un poco con la cuestión cultural.
This story has to deal a little bit with the cultural situations.
Y con lo que, y a veces creemos que nosotros, desde nuestro punto de vista, tenemos toda la razón.
And we always think that we have all the knowledge according to our point of view that is correct.
Entonces un cubano llegó a España.
So this Cuban got to Spain.
Muy legalista, muy espiritual.
A very legalistic, spiritual Cuban.
Cuando digo espiritual, entre comillas.
And I say that, quote unquote, religious.
Y llegaron a un restaurante.
So they get to this restaurant.
En España, por cultura, no se toma agua.
And in Spain, because of their culture, they don't drink water at the dinner table.
Una tremenda jarra de vino.
They have this huge carafe of wine.
Y muchas jarras grandes a cada cual.
And then many jars to each person at the table.
Entonces, cuando comenzaron a servir a todos, era un grupo de pastores.
So there was a group of pastors that were meeting for a meal, and they started serving all of the pastors.
Pero cuando iba llegando el cubano dijo, no, no, no.
But when it got to the Cuban, he says, no, 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 no wine for me.
Jamás he puesto eso en mi boca.
I have never, wine has never touched my lips.
And
the pastors felt shame and they said, we're sorry.
Pero cuando llegaron a la casa,
but then they got home.
Le comentó, no, perdonen que no participe con ustedes, pero para mí es pecado tomar vino.
He told them at their home, please forgive me that I didn't partake of the wine with you, but for me that's a sin.
Pero terminando este comentario, le hizo otro comentario. But quisiera then, ir a una corrida de toros.
Along the same sentence, he said, I'd like to go to one of the bullfights.
Y ellos dijeron, no lo podemos llevar porque para nosotros esto sí es pecado.
And he said, no, I'm sorry, we can't take you because that is a sin for us.
Porque ahí se mata el animal.
Because that's where they kill the animals brutally.
One of the things I've had to learn over the years, now I was raised in a legalistic, religious legalistic situation. I mean, Jesus would set you free and you'd go to heaven when you die, but there was a long list of things that would send you to hell if you did them. I remember many years ago, a man of prominence in my life, his son got married, and we were at the reception, and they served us all champagne for a toast, and I was standing there trying to figure out what to do. And so when the leader of all these churches lifted his glass and sipped it, then I thought, well, okay, I sipped it too. Now, that was a moment of crisis of conscience for me, from a legalistic point of view. Do you understand?
Please.
I have a friend in California who, alcohol has never touched these lips. And I thought, poor you. Because that is a statement of superiority from a religious point of view that I now find totally offensive. I was sitting with a group of pastors who were religious, and one of them was a lady who had gone to support a woman she had brought into ministry in France. And this married woman told her, now, my friend was told by her friend, if you don't drink wine at dinner, don't expect to be able to share the gospel with my husband and his friends. It was a crisis of conscience for her. So she took some wine that night. And when she reported it to her legalistic friends back in the Ukraine, they were appalled. I have another friend who went to Germany for a series of meetings. And on the very last day that they were there, she said, listen, I am not coming to Germany and not tasting a German beer. At which point all the pastors, well, praise God, we thought you Americans didn't drink. Bring it on! Now, the point of this is not to get to induce you to go out and drink alcohol. The point is to understand this. There's no sin in drinking alcohol. And those who preach against it have got a religious mindset. Now, if you are an alcoholic, stay away from it. If you don't like it, stay away from it. But don't be pointing your fingers at somebody who's out there in the cultures relating to people. I'm not interested in raising you to be religious people. I'm interested in raising you to be leaders in whatever strata of society you are. And when you're there, there are things that come with that strata that need to be part of your social graces. Not, oh, no, I can't take that. That's a sin. Well, you just alienated everybody at the table. Are we communicating? Okay. Because we have... This is not a salt storage bin. Our Father's house is not a salt storage bin. This is the place you could go from to be sprinkled on society. Now, Pedro is an unusual guy. You can tell that, I hope. He's quite different from the mindset that's down there. So he is a godsend to me because here's a man I can trust as well as love. And he has personally rescued a number of pastors who have given me standing in their life because they have that same spirit. And so part of the footprint you saw are churches that I've been relating to for a number of years that he graciously received when he identified they have the right spirit. Okay. Any questions for him about any of this stuff? Everybody wants to go to lunch, apparently. Going once, going twice. All right, we're going to receive an offering, and hopefully Natalie will rise up and call you blessed. That's his wife's name, by the way. If you watch closely, this will start to happen in Alexia's hips because it's a Cuban kind of thing. And some of their worship music sounds like this, you know. I told this story, some of you may not have heard it, but my last trip down there, there was a gentleman, come on, please, receive the offering. Make your checks out to our Father's house. Every penny we collect for anything we say we collect before, every penny goes. In fact, Marilyn was telling me a story recently that a few cents came in for something after we had sent the check. So she wrote out a check for something like 28 cents and put a 49-cent stamp on it to send it to the person it belonged to. That's the kind of integrity I demand in our finances here at our Father's house. We're only looking to raise about $10,000 to $20,000, so y'all know how to do the zeros. But this professional musician who had come to Christ was leading worship at this service for Pedro. Now that their church area is pretty much non-functional, they're meeting on the third floor balcony, it's a flat roof, of this lady in the church. So we're all squeezed in there, and this guy was really, really good. He had the place rocking, and they're all swinging and carrying on. And if they had more room, they'd be twirling, but they're all crowded in like sardines in this place. And I just enjoyed so much both the rhythm and the enthusiasm of the people, and it was just so clear to me how anti-human religion is. So I got up there and I said to him, I was just listening to you worship with melodies that sounded like the tango and the rumba, and you're swaying before God, and your hands, your hips are moving, and then some Pentecostal gets up and preaches against dancing. That's the stupidity of religious thinking. It works against everything that we are. Well, let me encourage you again to take the baby bottles with you. We are committed to life from conception to the grave. And that statement should communicate a great deal. Won't you stand, please? Those of you who feel like you would like to greet Pedro personally, Alexia is nearby so she can... Oh, you have a word for him? For him. Okay, great. And we'll do a little prophetic gathering around him. But I just want to commend you. I just want to thank you for your faithfulness to what we're doing in the nations. This month, we're going to be doing some missions emphasis. We'll talk some more about that next week. I've got a number of trips coming up this year to places where I'll go and take the spirit of this house, and it will be infused into the places where we go. But what we're doing in Cuba is really changing lives. Not just preaching the gospel, but changing the lives of people. I think I told you once before, this pig farming enterprise will move a family from 300 pesos a month to 3,000. Now, that's not much money, but in their context, it's huge. Plus, all the benefits that come to the community around them as we serve them righteously in the dealings. Okay? So, Father, I want to thank you for the spirit of generosity that is in you, that is in us, that is moving to others. I'm just so grateful to you, Lord, for everything you've done, the way you've shown yourself faithful again and again, how you continue to meet our needs in this community, and how you allow us, Lord, to touch the nations by your grace and favor. We appreciate today Pedro's heart, the way you're attending to the details of your transition in that nation. We're so pleased to represent you in any way that we can to be a part of that. So, Lord, I bless this house and those they represent. We pray for those who are traveling on Mother's Day that you'll return them to us safely. And this will be a day of great rejoicing. Let your presence attend to us each step of the way. I appeal in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first-time guests, the hospitality suite is out the door to the left. Please take your baby bottles. Bring them back on Father's Day.